words appear, an Apple original. Montage, a snow-covered suburban neighborhood, a baseball diamond, a smiling snowman, a yellow sign reading bus stop, an empty school, icicles hanging from a roof, a row of trees, a frozen birdbath, and a yellow mailbox. A blonde girl with skis in hand meets with Shermy outside. He pulls a sled.
Look, it's snow!
Yes!
Franklin exits his home. Shermy and the blonde girl ski and sled over his footprints.
Here I come!
Woodstock grabs a twig and flies over Snoopy, making a snow angel. A title appears in the snow for Auld Lang Syne. In a nest, Woodstock finishes a snowman. Underneath, Schroeder and Pigpen throw snowballs at Peppermint Patty and Marcy. The girls look back at a pile of snowballs nearby. Elsewhere, Patty, Franklin, Violet, and Frida make a snowman. Charlie drags Sally on a sled. He pulls her up a hill and falls into the sled, passing a house covered in Christmas decorations. Inside the house, Lucy places several ornaments in the living room. She places a colorful pillow reading Grandma Rules the Yule on a chair. Linus, with a comic book in hand, hops into the chair.
Linus, watch out!
Ah! What is it?
I just fluffed that pillow.
What's gotten into you?
The holiday spirit.
Already?
It's the first weekend of December, and that means Christmas, and Grandma will be here soon.
Well, I'm excited about the Christmas part.
Linus?
I like seeing Grandma, too. But she's always trying to get me to give up my blanket.
Enjoy that blanket while you can, because you know what happens when Grandma gets here. Not if she can't find it!
Pages rip off a calendar, stopping at December 15th. Elsewhere, Sally walks in on Charlie sitting in front of a TV.
What are you watching, Big Brother?
Citizen Kane. It's a famous old movie.
Why are you watching that? It looks boring.
If you must know, it's almost Christmas, and that means New Year's is right around the corner. And I haven't completed any of my New Year's resolutions from last year. One of them was view a great work of art. So I'm watching this.
Rosebud? What's Rosebud?
I don't know, Sally. I'll tell you later.
He tosses popcorn into his mouth.
Aren't you going to get that?
He goes to the door.
Hey!
Andy! Olaf! You're the first ones to arrive. Snoopy's very excited to have you all here for the holidays. He's waiting for you in the backyard.
The two dogs, Andy and Olaf, make their way through the home. Charlie follows as they take items from the fridge. Olaf tips his hat.
Make yourselves at home.
Sally eats popcorn at the TV.
It's for you.
How do you know it's not for you?
I'm indisposed.
Marbles! Long time no see.
Charlie struggles with the dog's heavy suitcase and returns to Sally.
Belle!
Happy holidays!
Snoopy! It's your sister!
Charlie leaps up as Snoopy sprints to Belle. They dance, nuzzle, and run off. Charlie clings to the top of the open door. He dashes back to Sally. He runs to the door.
Spike! You're looking good?
Spike wears a hat and camera around his neck.
You're the last one to arrive. I'll bet you're excited for your family reunion to begin.
Spike stares blankly and blinks.
They're all in the back.
Spike drags a potted cactus on a cart.
Rosebud was the sled.
The dogs watch the TV.
So much for that resolution.
Calendar pages rip until reaching December 17th. Outside, Lucy sits behind a stand reading Psychiatric Help 5 Cents. The doctor is in. Charlie sits down at the stand and she heaves a can of coins in front of him.
5 cents, please.
He pays her.
It's been a good year. What seems to be the problem, Charlie Brown?
Last year, I made this list of New Year's resolutions, and I haven't accomplished a single one. I feel like a failure.
It's more than a feeling, Charlie Brown. Let me see that. Here's your problem. These resolutions are completely unrealistic. You need to adjust your expectations to match your abilities.
What do you mean?
Resolution number 3. Build the world's tallest snowman. Ugh. How about just build a snowman? Or number 9. Paint a masterpiece. Maybe just settle for do something remotely creative.
That doesn't seem very ambitious.
Exactly! All you need to do is complete one realistic resolution, and you're covered for the year.
One realistic resolution? Why not? Anyone can do that. Even me!
Sensible mediocrity! That's the spirit! Now, what type of gingerbread house will Grandma like? Traditional or something postmodern?
Calendar pages rip until reaching December 20th. Elsewhere, the dogs flip through a family photo album, smiling. They stop at a photo of their younger selves snuggled together in a dog bed. Spike smiles while admiring the photo, sets it down, grabs his camera, and signals for everyone to go outside. The group heads out. Spike motions for the dogs to gather. They smile and move closer together. Spike hands the camera to Woodstock, who sits atop Snoopy's house. Woodstock slips and falls off Snoopy's house, taking random pictures as he flutters around. The dogs attempt to stay in view of the camera and fall over each other. Spike holds up the picture so everyone can see. He flips through each accidental photo, stopping at a picture of Woodstock, and throws them all to the ground. Spike unenthusiastically follows the rest of the dogs who ride off on skis. Woodstock flies down, smiles at the photo of himself, and walks off. Calendar pages rip, ending on December 23rd. Lucy wakes up in her bed next to the calendar. She rips a page revealing December 24th, decorated with hearts, and Grandma arrives.
Grandma's coming to my house. La, 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 la. Grandma's coming to my house. La, 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 la. Party games and hugs for me. La, 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 la. Cookie here, a cookie there. Cookies all the way. Oh, what fun it is to laugh when Grandma comes to stay. Hey!
Oh, Grandma brings comfort.
Linus, what are you doing? I just made this room perfect.
A boy's gotta do what he's gotta do to hide his blanket before Grandma visits.
Well, that's the first place she'll look. No one outsmarts Grandma. Hello, Van Pelt residents. Happy Christmas Eve. Grandma! I can't wait to see you today. The decorations are up and everything is ready.
Her smile fades.
What? What do you mean you're not coming? But we were going to bake cookies and play games and go caroling. But I've been planning all month. I thought we were going to... it's fine. I'm fine. Merry Christmas, Grandma.
She hangs up the phone and a spotlight shines on her. Her frown sinks deeper as Linus walks by. Later, she stands still as Linus and Snoopy build snowmen around her. At dinner, she turns to an empty chair beside her. Elsewhere, Linus draws a face on a window, and she gives the face a frown. In the living room, he plays with his stocking as she stares off. Now she lies in bed.
Lucy, wake up! It's Christmas! For you! Happy
holidays! She pouts on a chair. Lying in bed, her expressions change.
Maybe Grandma didn't want to come. Didn't she want to see me? Was it because of me? She does love me, doesn't she?
She sits up and looks into a mirror, gripping her covers.
Am I not lovable? If my own grandma doesn't want to see me...
She lies down.
How do I know anyone really loves me?
Linus watches from the doorway and closes her door. He waits for a moment and walks off. She wakes up and looks into the mirror, seeing her messy hair.
Lucy, you gotta pull yourself together. You have friends. Lots of them. Yeah, that's right. You are Lucy, lovable Van Pelt. And I know just how to prove it.
She rips off a calendar page.
Linus, wake up. Christmas was a letdown, but New Year's is going to be perfect.
I'm going to throw a party.
Linus, did you hear me?
Throw a party. Sounds like fun.
And you're going to help.
Mm-hmm.
Do you promise?
I promise. Just let me sleep.
Deal. It's not going to be just any old New Year's Eve party. It's going to be an elegant affair. I'm calling it Lucy's Gala, a New Year's Eve celebration of elegant perfection.
That's a mouthful.
I know. Impressive, isn't it? And everyone's going to be there to celebrate me. I mean, with me. You know why? Because I am lovable. There's so much we need to do. Rise and shine. That's enough sleep for one day.
What did I just get myself into?
As you know, Linus, to make a perfect party, everyone should dress up and be on time. And good manners only. Are you getting all of this?
Good manners only.
He writes.
And at midnight, I want someone to sing that New Year's song that people always sing.
Auld Lang Syne? Should old acquaintance be forgot?
That's the one. Hey, why don't you sing it?
Oh, okay.
But not with those dusty old lyrics. Here, I wrote some of my own.
One thing should never be forgot. Lucy's party blew my mind. Really?
Of course. I'm a lot of fun to be around. I made some calls this morning and rented a ballroom. Isn't this great? I'm not even thinking about Grandma anymore.
You rented a ballroom?
The calendar reads December 27th as the 26th page flies by. Spike joins Woodstock and the dogs in the garage. He sits down and pulls a harmonica from under his hat. The picture of their younger selves. He puts the picture under his hat and readies the camera on a tripod. He pushes a box behind the camera and stands on it, viewing the dogs through the lens. Belle points to him. The tripod falls, taking the camera with it. He lifts the camera back up and the tripod topples. He stands holding only the camera and the box breaks beneath him. He continues to wrestle the tripod. The camera sits on the tripod and rises up, taking his hat with it. He climbs up to retrieve his hat, and the camera drops down, causing him to fall. He points a hammer at the camera, and it stands by itself. He gets on the box and readies the picture. Looking through the lens, he turns to his right, spotting Woodstock and the dogs exiting. He walks off. Through the window, he views them clink mugs inside the house. He drops his head. Another calendar page rips, revealing December 28th. Lucy and Linus stand in front of an abandoned, run-down theater.
You want to throw your party in this crummy old building?
Well, it's a little rough on the outside, but inside, she's a real charmer!
They struggle with the door until it swings open. They look around a messy yellow and red ballroom.
How did you pay for a ballroom?
In nickels. Charlie Brown has a lot of problems.
This is perfect. The picture of elegance.
Can't you see it, Linus?
Oh, I see it. I just don't believe it.
Nonsense. When we're done, it will be amazing. All it needs is a few decorations, some music, and a lot of elbow grease.
I don't think I have enough elbows. It sure is a big space.
Of course it is. I'm inviting all of my friends. I can't wait to see their adoring faces smiling back at me, their gracious and lovable host. Okay, I'm off to prepare the invitation so I can deliver the good news.
He holds a broom.
The things a brother will do for his sister.
The December 29th page passes.
Build a snowman. That's a simple resolution. I can do that.
Charlie falls headfirst into the snow. He gets up, returns his hat to his head, lifts a large snowball, and sinks down into the snow.
Rats.
He shakes off some snow. He lifts the ball and places it on the bigger one. Smiling at his success, he places a top hat on the snowman and it caves in. He kicks the snowman and falls flat on his back.
Here's the carrot you wanted.
Sally places it in his hand. Lucy approaches.
Today's your lucky day, Charlie Brown. I've solved your resolution problem.
You have?
I'm inviting you to my New Year's Eve party, and you're in charge of decorations.
I am?
Am I invited to your party?
Can you stay awake until midnight?
If that's a challenge, challenge accepted.
You got some moxie, kid. Okay. Here's your invitation to Lucy's Gala, a New Year's Eve celebration of elegant perfection.
That's a mouthful.
Do you want to go or not?
Sally leaves with an invitation.
Remember, elegant. Think silver and gold. I want streamers, bows, festive centerpieces, and a balloon drop at midnight.
She throws snow.
What does decorating have to do with my resolutions?
Your list. Number 9?
Number 9. Do something remotely creative.
That's right. Count me in.
Lucy hands out invites.
And you'll be in charge of the snacks. Can you handle that?
Yes!
You can count on us.
What do we bring?
Think elegant. Finger foods are the perfect way to go. You two are in charge of getting everyone up and dancing.
I love to dance.
Who doesn't?
See you there.
Violet and Patty dance. Lucy enters an igloo.
You are formally invited to my New Year's Eve party.
Yes!
I was hoping you could make an ice sculpture of the very lovable host.
Who's that?
Me!
That's it? No problem.
Lucy's Gala, a New Year's Eve celebration of elegant perfection.
That's a mouthful.
I know!
Peppermint Patty and Marcy share a look.
At the party, I want you to play something significant. Do you have anything like that?
Next to a Beethoven statue, Lucy leans on Schroeder's piano.
No. Do you have something with a bouncy rhythm you can dance to?
Ugh.
That's it!
I can't stand it! I just can't stand it!
Musicians are far too temperamental.
She rips another calendar page, revealing December 30th. The dog band stands outside. Spike plays his harmonica. Woodstock kicks his feet to the music. Snoopy does a dance with his tambourine. Lucy peers over the fence at the band. Her eyes widen.
Hey! Now that's a beat you can dance to. What do you say to playing my New Year's Eve party?
The dogs gather.
I can pay in dog biscuits.
Their ears rise and Snoopy kisses her.
Oh, a photo? I'd be delighted.
She takes a picture of herself.
Enjoy!
Spike frowns, looking at her photo. The calendar reads December 31st. In the decorated ballroom, Linus blows into a balloon and it flies away. Charlie pulls a white cord to lift the last of four pillars.
Looking good, boys! You've really outdone yourself, Charlie Brown.
Yeah, my resolution is within reach.
Hey, what's that?
Oh, that's the pull cord for the balloon drop.
Balloon drop? Of course! Now, let's go over the grand finale. Charlie Brown, come listen. Your role is very important. As midnight approaches, Linus and I will be on stage with the band. And when I yell, Happy New Year to you too, you pull that cord. Got it?
Happy New Year to you too. Got it. Happy New Year to you too.
I've been thinking about Auld Lang Syne too. I'm not sure if we're doing it justice.
I agree. We should go back to the original lyrics. They have a kind message all about...
No, I mean the song needs a beat. Now, this is the kind of music to start the New Year off right.
Lucy dances. Linus turns off a boombox. Huh?
Lucy, Auld Lang Syne is not a dance number. It's a traditional song with deep meaning.
And it's depressing. A grand finale requires a balloon drop, flashy costumes, and catchy music.
Do it for me, dear brother.
She stares at him.
Catchy it is.
Perfect! Now, I need to get home so I can start getting ready. Better pick up the pace if we're going to be ready before our guests arrive.
Linus, how are you with knots?
Charlie hops, tangled in streamers. Elsewhere, Pigpen sprays himself with cologne. Marcy brushes out a knot in Peppermint Patty's hair. In a mirror, Franklin straightens his bow tie, fixes his hair, and admires himself. Schroeder pulls on a glove and a page of music notes floats by. Sally adjusts her watch to the time on a clock. Woods
Woodstock pops out of the clock, laughs at her, and flies away. Elsewhere, Spike prepares the dog band for a photo. The dogs hide snowballs from each other until Belle throws hers at Andy. Andy throws one back at her, starting a snowball fight with everyone. Spike readies the camera and shouts as snowballs fly. The dogs stop, look at each other, and throw snowballs at Spike, knocking off his hat. Snoopy throws one, toppling the camera. Spike looks down at his camera and the family photo in his hat. He turns to the dogs, fists clenched and frowning, grabs his things and leaves. Snoopy reaches out toward his brother. The moon fades into a clock in the ballroom. Lucy peeks out the doors at a crowd.
You are lovable, and this party is going to prove it.
Now, the event you've been waiting for all week! Welcome to Lucy's Gala, a New Year's Eve celebration of it.
The crowd rushes over her.
Elegant perfection.
She dusts herself off and views the crowd of partygoers with Linus.
Okay, let's get to work.
Work? I thought this was a party.
Shermie spills punch.
Enjoying yourself? Good. Having a nice time? Wonderful.
Good to see
you. Don't you just love this party?
Me too.
Have fun. Happy New Year to you too.
Charlie stands by the balloon release cord.
Where is my band?
Midnight, you're mine.
You said it, sister.
Whoa, boys! The invitations clearly state good manners only. That means no running.
Aww. Vamanos.
What is this?
Where are the fancy little sandwiches with the crust cut off?
I specifically asked for finger food.
You can eat jelly beans with your fingers.
And tapioca pudding?
Yes.
Forget it. What are those?
I thought it would be nice if I brought my world-famous mud pies for dessert.
Pigpen, you can't expect anyone to eat this disgusting sloth.
They're delicious.
Hey. Linus!
I was eating that.
Here, take these.
Ooh, mud pies.
No, take these away.
We were just trying to help.
We wanted to bring fun party food.
This party is already fun. Look at everyone having fun.
Lucy stops a record and the kids stop dancing.
What is the meaning of this?
We wanted to dance.
So we brought our favorite music.
No, no, no. I have a real band coming, thank you. Linus! Where's the band? Where's my music?
I'll go find out.
Mingle among yourselves.
Aww. Have fun! Schroeder, you're having fun, aren't you? Doesn't this elegant party remind you of anyone?
I guess so.
I knew you'd think so. Would you say this evening is lovable?
I'm gonna go check out those chairs over there.
9 o'clock! Gonna stay awake. Come on, Sam.
It's only 9 o'clock? Being this lovable is exhausting.
Make way!
Coming through.
Ooh, my ice sculpture! Gather around, everyone, for the big reveal!
Finally, something exciting.
Drum roll, please.
Ta-da!
What is so funny?
Linus!
Huh? Linus sweats.
Linus, find somewhere to put that ice thing.
What? You didn't like it?
Ugh, where is my band?
Snoopy appears in the doorway. The dog band members walk in with their heads hanging low.
The band is here. He's ready to dance, Charlie.
I'll be right back.
Dog party!
Good! You're finally here! Let's get this party started!
The band members frown at the empty seat beside them. The guests try dancing to the music, and Woodstock slowly kicks his feet. Lucy's eyes dart around.
No, no, no! I didn't hire you for this! Play something peppy that everyone can dance to!
She signals the band. The crowd dances, uncomfortably.
I'm gonna go sit down.
Charlie stops dancing and returns to the balloon release cord.
I'm back.
Dog music stinks.
Sally looks at her watch.
Linus!
Backstage.
I don't understand.
This party is the perfect reflection of me, but no one is having fun.
Why don't they love me?
What? My party. Why don't they love my party?
Maybe if you didn't have so many expectations and rules.
With no rules, this would be a madhouse. No, we are not trying hard enough.
We?
Yes, the tone of an elegant party is set by its hosts. We can still save this night. Time for a costume change.
You're gonna put that on?
Don't be silly. No, this is for you. This is for me. But I... The future of my party is depending on you. Please, Linus, if you don't wear this costume and sing that song at midnight for our grand finale, the night will end in failure. And this whole thing will have been for nothing. You promised you'd help me, so help. I knew I could count on you.
And to think all my problems would be solved if Grandma just showed up for Christmas.
Hey! No double dipping, Maynard! You're banned from the crudités!
The guests wear frowns as Shermie shuffles unenthusiastically on the dance floor. A boy in a green suit blows a noisemaker. Pigpen flicks some dirt. Sally fights to stay awake.
Nope, nope! Awake, I'm awake!
Her head hits the table.
Quiet down, everybody. Are you all having a good time?
Not really.
Huh? Well, it's 30 minutes until midnight when we will count down to the new year. Won't that be fun? Then, Linus will lead us in singing that old, like, whatever song. Come on out here and show everyone how excited you are for the new year.
I don't want to.
Linus, get out here!
He wears a crazy blue and green outfit.
Go on, say something!
Linus trips on his pants, falls off the stage, and catches the mic.
My sweet baboo!
So much for elegance.
He blushes.
Linus, get up! You're ruining everything!
His face goes beet red and back to normal with a deep breath.
Lucy, I've done everything I can to make you happy. I worked all night,
all week
even, and now you're saying I'm ruining everything?
Me? This could have been a fun party, but it's you and your perfect rules that have turned a perfectly good holiday into a perfectly terrible party.
He's right.
That's right. I said it. This party is terrible.
I hereby quit your terrible party committee. You can find someone else to take for granted. I'm done.
He drops the mic and leaves.
He said
that was about
some of the kids follow Linus out.
Wait,
on, let's go.
Go ahead, leave. This isn't my fault. I planned a perfectly elegant party. I never asked for disappointing snacks.
Hey.
Or boring music.
And
don't get me started on that ice sculpture.
I thought it was good.
Oh, I almost forgot. Happy New Year! Well, Happy New Year to you too!
Happy New Year to you too.
Charlie races for the balloon release cord. He stumbles and pulls the wrong cord.
Good grief.
The decorative pillars topple. One crashes onto the punch bowl, drenching Charlie. Another smashes into the snack table.
I'm awake! I'm awake!
Wait! It's almost midnight! Please! Please!
Goodbye, resolution.
The crowd exits and the last pillar falls, smashing the ice sculpture. Balloons drop from the ceiling in front of Lucy, standing alone on the stage. Charlie, in his stained suit, sits down next to Linus outside in the snow.
You left too?
Yeah. The party kind of broke up after you left.
I really hoped it would work.
What would work?
I tried to help Lucy because she thought that if she threw a party and everyone showed up and had a good time, it would prove somehow that she is loved.
But that doesn't make any sense. Of course she's loved.
You and I know that, but our grandma didn't come for Christmas this year, and Lucy took it pretty hard. She thought it was because of her.
Well, that certainly explains a lot. Poor Lucy.
Should old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind?
Huh?
It's from the song, Auld Lang Syne.
Oh. I always sing along and pretend to know the words.
Most people do. As one year turns into the next, Auld Lang Syne is a heartfelt reminder that we should never forget our friends or the good times we've shared. And hopefully, They will do the same for us.
A shooting star flies past.
That's a really nice idea.
Yeah, Lucy sure could have used a reminder like that.
Linus stands up. Charlie watches him walk off and snow begins to fall. Elsewhere, the dog band walks outside with sullen expressions. Snoopy turns back to see Spike at a bus stop. He sits down next to his brother. Spike turns to his right to see Belle sitting next to him. The rest of the dogs join them, cuddling on the bench as the bus pulls up. The dogs sit up, and the bus door opens. The dogs remain still, staring at the bus. Lucy exits the theater and walks down the sidewalk carrying Linus's blanket. She passes houses where people are gathered inside. Fireworks burst in the sky. Lucy looks down at Linus's blanket.
Should old acquaintance be forgot?
She walks off into the night. Later, she sits in bed watching fireworks through her window. She pulls a calendar page, revealing January 1st.
Unhappy New Year to me.
She looks in the mirror, removes her hat, and flops down on the bed. Her door opens, and she turns away on her side.
Lucy, I'm sorry about your party. I'm the one who should be apologizing. I ruined everything. I should have been more appreciative of everything you did. Sorry. Here's your blanket. I should have known my party was going to be a bust. I'm just unlovable. That's not true. I love you. You're my brother. You have to love me. Actually, that's not true either. But I do. And so do a lot of other people. Like who?
Like me, Lucy.
She walks to Charlie, standing outside her room.
Good old Charlie Brown.
Linus told me about your grandma and what that party meant to you. I know what it's like when things don't work out the way you'd hope.
Can I ask you a question? You fail over and over and over and over and
over. What's the question?
Right. Well, how do you do it, Charlie Brown? How do you manage to keep going when life gets you down?
I remember that no matter how bad things may seem, I can always rely on my friends.
Linus joins them.
Thanks, you two. But I'm not sure how many friends I have after tonight.
She starts off.
Night.
Lucy.
She stops, and Charlie gestures with his head.
Huh?
She looks down over the railing at the party guests below.
Hey, Elise!
Hey, Jesse!
Try to see
hey, old friend!
Charlie and Linus smile.
What's going on?
Charlie Brown let us know you were going through a hard time.
He did?
It's okay, Lucy.
Yeah, we all wanted to be here.
To remind you that you're not alone.
But why would you...
What friends do, Lucille?
We're here
for
you.
We love you, Lucy! Right.
You do? I'm lovable?
Yeah.
Of course.
Don't be silly.
Yes, silly.
But midnight, the countdown, the singing. You all missed it. Because of me. I'm so sorry. Can you ever forgive me?
In case you hadn't noticed, we already have.
Lucy, it's never too late to make things right. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
Happy New Year!
Balloons and confetti float down, and Schroeder plays his piano.
Should old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind?
Lucy beckons Charlie.
Who?
Me? He joins Lucy and Linus. Spike and the band members play their instruments. Franklin photographs the dogs and Woodstock posing together.
Hey, Snoopy!
Spike looks down at the photograph, turning from black and white to color. He smiles as Snoopy joins him, grinning.
You know what, Linus? I was wrong. This song is wonderful, and it will always remind me of all my friends. I thought you might see it that way.
Linus puts a party hat on Sally, who sleeps in a chair. Lucy and Charlie watch the partygoers dance.
Now this is a perfect party. Here, write this down. Be a good friend.
Good friend.
Now cross it off.
But
go on, cross it off. Good. You may not have completed any resolutions last year, but you're already covered for this year.
Happy New Year, Lucy.
Happy New Year, Charlie Brown.
We'll take a cup of kindness yet for old lady.
Outside the house, Woodstock exits, flutters up to the roof, and joins other yellow birds. A shooting star flies across the night sky. Later, Lucy talks on the phone.
You should have seen it, Grandma. We had food, decorations, music, and dancing. And the best part, all my friends were there.
Yes, Linus was there too. He even led us in singing Auld Lang Syne.
No, he did not give up his blanket. But we can work on that when you visit for my birthday.
Linus walks by. His eyes widen and he rushes off.
I love you too, Grandma.
She hugs the phone. Cut to black. Credits appear. Based upon the Peanuts comic strip by Charles M. Schulz. Director Clay Cadis. Story by Alex Galatis and Scott Montgomery. Teleplay by Alex Galatis and Scott Montgomery and Clay Cadis. Is a work of fiction. The characters, places, and events portrayed in this motion picture are entirely fictional. Any resemblance to any persons, whether living or dead, is entirely coincidental. This property is protected under the laws of Canada, the United States, and other countries. Any unauthorized reproduction, distribution, or other use of this film in whole or in part, including the soundtrack, will result in civil and/or criminal liability. Copyright 2021 Wild Brain Peanuts Productions Incorporated. All rights reserved. Peanuts and all related titles, logos, and characters are trademarks of Peanuts Worldwide, LLC. Peanuts, copyright 1950 to 1980, Peanuts Worldwide, LLC. All rights reserved. Wild Brain. Schulz Studio. Thank you, Sparky. Always in our hearts.